Backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual.
Broadcasting from the Davis Insurance Agency Studios.
Be a part of the herd with Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays from noon to 3
on Fox Sports New Jersey.
A Beasley Media Group station.
93.5 FM W228DY
and 1450 AM
WCTC New Brunswick.
NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. The January 6th House Select Committee set to vote on at least three criminal referrals targeting former President Donald Trump. Set to vote tomorrow, recommending the Justice Department look into the charges, including insurrection, obstructing an official proceeding of Congress, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. The panel's then due to release its final report to the public on Wednesday. The father of the Highland Park, Illinois shooting suspect is being released on a $50,000 bond. Robert Cremo Jr. surrendered to police Friday under an arrest warrant charging him with 7 counts of reckless conduct related to helping his son obtain a gun license. Police say his son went on to kill 7 people and injure dozens more at a 4th of July parade in Chicago this year. A state of emergency has been declared in El Paso, Texas by the mayor there in response to a surge of migrants entering the city. Saturday, Mayor Oscar Leeser said there were hundreds of migrants in his city in unsafe conditions.
We have hundreds and hundreds on the street. I said from the beginning that I would call it when I felt that either our asylum seekers or our community was not safe, and I really believe that today our asylum seekers are not safe.
It's expected Title 42, the Trump-era border policy that placed restrictions on asylum seekers, might be lifted this Wednesday, and federal officials expect the number of migrants arriving to sharply increase. Travel delays have been worsening this weekend before Christmas. Yesterday, FlightAware reported over 2,300 delays and 150 cancellations within, into, or out of the U.S. The airport with the most delays, Chicago's O'Hare International. The stage is set for today's World Cup final. Soccer legend Lionel Messi and Argentina will take on defending champs France in the tournament final. France won the cup in 2018. Today, they'll try to become the first repeat World Cup winner since Brazil won consecutive cups in 1958 and 1962. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
Trust American Tire and Auto Care's 8 locations for all of your car, truck, and SUV tire and service needs. Free lifetime tire rotating, free multi-point vehicle inspection, and more. Auto service and repair to keep you rolling. It's time for American Tire and Auto Care's annual canned food drive. Bring in 5 non-perishable food items and get $20 off your oil change now through the end of December. Stop in any of their 8 convenient locations for more details.
American Tire and Auto Care.
Everyone's favorite time of the year is here again. That means it's time to visit the Christmas shop at Fama's Nursery, located at 1613 Route 27 in Somerset. Fama's Nursery, specializing in fresh-cut Christmas trees straight from the farm, customized grape blankets, wreaths, gorgeous poinsettias, and fresh baked pies made daily. This year, there's also delicious wood-fired pizza to go. Give your home the scent of the season with their fragrant handmade garlands, all at affordable prices. They also offer an abundant supply of seasoned firewood, guaranteed to keep your family warm all winter long. Fama's Nursery is family-owned and operated, serving Middlesex and Somerset counties for almost 70 years. Avoid the long lines and maddening crowds and go to Fama's Nursery, where the staff gives every patron the care and attention you won't find at any chain store. Call them at 732-545-8070 or visit them on Facebook. Open 7 days, 9 to 6. This special time of year requires a special type of store. So go to the Christmas shop at Fama's Nursery, where they do holidays the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time.
Hey, skiers and boarders, planning on some great trips? This year, try to plan ahead. Most mountains will have more limited reservations for lift tickets due to restrictions. Same goes for lodging, so don't get shut out. This year, you can get the coolest gear or rentals from Pelican Ski and Snowboard early, too. Seasonal, weekly, or daily rentals are the safest way to go, especially for families. And they start at only $99 for the whole season. Avoid long lines and unsafe crowds at mountain rental shops. Get the best selection on sale now at Pelican Ski and Snowboard, Route 18, East Brunswick.
Updated by the forecast for the overnight hours, our skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, or nighttime low temperatures down to about the mid-20s towards daybreak. Then partly sunny daylight hours on your Sunday, or high temperatures for the day will range to about the upper 30s to near 40. It'll be west winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 20. Clear at night, mid-20s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunshine, low 40s each day. Looks like some rainy weather moving in on Thursday. Some colder weather next weekend. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for Fox Sports, New Jersey.
You're listening to The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports New Jersey. Join the conversation live. Our phone lines are open, 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-WCTC.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, merry almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. This is our last show before Christmas.
It is, yeah.
And it's the last time I'm going to see you until like...
Until 2023?
Yeah, I'm not going to see you on Christmas. You're taking off on the 1st. I'm going to be here, though. I'm going to be here. I'm not sure who's going to sit in your chair, but I plan on being here to welcome the new year in. And so I won't see you for a while, but... We exchanged our Christmas presents.
We did. And I like this sweater a lot. Thank you.
And I got a light purple fuzzy fleece zip-up thing that I just love. It's perfect for me. Perfect. So Jared did really good shopping this year. Thank you.
You're welcome. And glad you like it.
It was my first Christmas present. It was my first one.
Was
it your first one or did you
get
one?
No.
Right? It was your first one? Okay. So that kind of kicks off Christmas week. I have quite the schedule. I finished last night wrapping well over 100 presents. There are piles. My tiny little house, you have to be very careful where you walk because there's piles of presents. I do this thing where each of the people that get a pile of presents they get one kind of wrapping paper. And they're the only ones who get that paper so that I don't have to mark anything. If it's that kind of paper, it's that person's present. So piles. And the thing that takes so long is the bows, because I make all my own bows. I have a gigantic bag of store-bought bows that I save. And you can always tell, as soon as you walk into the room, which pile of presents is for me.
Mm.
Because even if you have no idea... You can tell because my pile of presents has all store-bought bows that Tommy just sticks on packages. And they're very sweet, and he does a nice job wrapping the presents, but I do all handmade bows. And I have a gigantic bag that I put all the handmade bows in, and I get to reuse them, but I always run out. So when I run out of the bows that I have made in the past, then it's on to making each individual new bow. It takes a while, but... I found this TV show that I really liked. It's called Vera. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's an English thing. And the actress who is the star of the show plays a person called?
Vera.
And she is a DCI, which is like a detective, a high-end detective in England. They use the same term on a whole bunch of other English shows. And it's been on for 11 seasons, and each season is 4 shows, but each show is an hour and a half, like a movie.
Mm.
So I just put that on my computer and put it on the table, and one show after I'm on the 11th season.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't start at the beginning rapping. I'd been watching it intermittently for a while, but I got through, and that's what I was watching. It wasn't very Christmassy, but it was a good thing to wrap presents by. So all my presents are done. So today, what do you think we're doing today, Jared? Oh, Jared, come on. It's I'm up here. It's the Sunday before Christmas. I'm done with all my wrapping.
Oh.
Jared?
You're done with wrapping.
I'm done with wrapping.
Wow.
I'm done. I did over 100 boxes. They're all done.
Well, now you have to distribute them.
No, I have to go get my tree, Jared.
You haven't gotten your tree yet.
No, I'm going to see Jack today to get my tree. He's been holding on to my tree. I don't like to get my tree too early.
Oh, okay.
Today is going to be entirely about putting up the tree and decorating. Now, Tommy has all the outside lights up. We don't do a lot of outside lights, but we have a few outside lights up and on, and they're working. And So today will be about the tree and about whatever other decor. I like to do a little something in every room, not too much these days. My house is too small to fill. If I want to do major decorating, I can do that at the Ocean Grove house. But I want to get my tree up. The furniture's all moved. And we're all set up. The Christmas tree stand is in place on top of a big giant plastic bag. And then we will cover the Christmas tree stand. You know, maybe I'm crazy, but every year I go and they have all these beautiful Christmas tree skirts that you can buy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're so beautiful. One more beautiful than the next. And if you wait till after Christmas, you can get one for, you know, 50% off, even 75% off.
Right.
But I have used for probably since before Tommy and I were married, and we've been married 33 years, this red and white striped shower curtain. It's red and white stripes. And
that's very Christmassy.
It's very Christmassy.
Yeah.
It's not quite long enough to go around the whole base of the tree nice and full and fluffy. So I can either make it really tight, and then I'm afraid the legs of the Christmas tree stand might peek out, or I can make it a little loose and leave the gap in the back where you don't see it.
Right.
And I'm very attached to that shower curtain.
Yeah.
So it just feels like Christmas to me. And I always, you know, I wash it and I fold it and I put it away with the Christmas ornaments and out it comes. And I think, well, maybe I should, you know, get a Christmas tree skirt, something really beautiful. And then it's like, but I used to do this with the kids when they were little. We would find that. And, you know, when money was a little tight and we really didn't want to spend the money, we would get out the shower curtain and put it around and save it for next year. So I'm kind of stuck with the shower curtain, I think, for the duration. What do you think?
I think I'm sure it looks very Christmassy. I think it's probably good, you know, what do you call that, a lemonade situation?
Yeah, a lemonade situation. That's what it was, and I think we're going to stick to it. And that's what we use instead of a skirt. So, and of course, we have wolfbane now, which means that we have to tie the tree up somehow because we don't want him climbing the tree.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, cats do that. You do need to secure the tree. I'm always careful to pick out a narrow tree because I don't have a big space for it. And the tree, I'm very excited about getting my tree today. So it'll be, and we have made the commitment that when Christmas is over and we take the tree outside, we are going to spray paint it purple.
Nice.
So we're going to see what that does and how long it holds up, you know, purple. Because even green, the last few years, it stayed with all its needles until June. And when the weather turned hot, it dried out very quickly. So today is definitely all about the tree, all about the tree. So I hope Jack is looking forward to my visit. And from there, I'm going to go down and see Mel at Madden's Nursery, see what she's got cooking down there. And I'm going to go past that Stop and Shop that somebody called last week, remember, Jared?
Yeah, about the orange poinsettia.
They probably don't have them anymore. But, and I was going to go last week. It was so nice that person to call in and tell me they had the orange poinsettias there. But I went to get my straw from Reich Sudam. I needed bales of straw for the chickens. And it wasn't supposed to rain until 2 o'clock. And it was raining. It was raining earlier than was predicted. And I didn't want my straw to get ruined. So I couldn't go, and so I'm gonna try to stop. I'll go right past it on the way to go see Mel. I need pots. I need so many pots. I've been propagating things like crazy, so all my small clay pots are gone, used up, and I'd like to keep a nice assortment of different sizes and styles. And I'm almost completely out. I've been propagating a lot of different kinds of things, and I'm trying, you know, they make really good presents, and I've given a couple away recently as presents. When people come to the greenhouse, I like to give them a plant. It's just, you know, to when they visit, I like to give out, it's just kind of a nice thing to do. And also sent a plant in with Tommy to his friend in the office. So, but been propagating, and Bob, Kira's boyfriend's dad, Bob, comes and hangs out with us quite a bit, and he brought me this. I'm pretty sure it's some kind of euphorbia, and you can tell that it's been grown in varying kinds of light. It's what cactus-like plants do. They grow upright, and then when they're in less light, they grow skinny. And then if they're moved to more light, they get fat above where they're skinny. And so they have all these branches at the tips of the shoots. And the cluster of branches that are growing at the tips are so heavy that the skinny part is bending over. The plant, poor plant, looks so weird. So I did quite a bit of pruning and cut it back, and it needed a slightly bigger pot. It needed a heavier pot because it was in a plastic pot. No, it was in a clay pot without drainage. That was one of the problems. But it was in a very small pot. So I went one pot size larger, clay pot. I cut off the parts that were obviously in trouble. But I noticed that at the joints where the new cluster of branches were on the old skinny parts, that they were already sending out roots. I'd never really noticed that on cactus or euphorbia type plants before, but this was doing that. So I propagated a whole bunch of them, and hopefully the mother plant will recover and do better in the greenhouse for a bit before it gets returned to its proper home. But I did a bunch of propagating of that. And so I want to go see Mel. I want to give her a Christmas hug and see how she's doing. You know, she makes a whole lot of ornaments throughout the summer. Christmas ornaments during the week when staff is not as busy as they are on the weekends. She has her staff work on making these adorable little handmade Christmas ornaments. And so most of what's in the store that she has is all handmade, and everything's lovely. And it's always so festive there. And she has such a great, amazing selection of houseplants. It's dangerous. I could fill my greenhouse three times over, and it's already bursting at the seams. So anyway, but on my way down, I'm going to go get my tree. Then I'm going to stop and shop and see if they have any more orange poinsettias. And then I'm going to go see Mel and see what she's got and get a bunch of pots from her and maybe treat myself to some kind of new little succulent houseplant thing that tickles my fancy. And then I'm going to head home and we're going to put up the tree. So it seems like a very busy day, right?
It does, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to give the phone number. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. We have four open lines, so if you'd like to give us a call, we will be back after this.
Updated by the forecast for the overnight hours, our skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, or nighttime low temperatures down to about the mid-20s towards daybreak. Then partly sunny daylight hours on your Sunday, or high temperatures for the day will range to about the upper 30s to near 40. It'll be west winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 20. Clear at night, mid-20s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunshine, low 40s each day. Looks like some rainy weather moving in on Thursday, and some colder weather next weekend. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for Fox Sports, New Jersey.
29 degrees in central Jersey.
Do you suffer from arthritis? Arthritis will affect most of us at some point in our lives. If you are looking for a drug-free way to assess, prevent, and treat arthritis, Natural Medicine and Rehabilitation in Somerset is hosting a free seminar on February 22nd. You'll learn what you can do to prevent arthritis from developing, how to preserve healthy joint function, and stay strong for life, all through natural approaches. Natural Medicine and Rehabilitation Seminar is free, but space is limited. Register by emailing Lisa at nmrnj.com or call 908-218-1004. This is a great way to learn how natural medicine and rehabilitation uses functional medicine to uncover triggers and inflammatory responses to assess, prevent, treat, and reduce the progression of arthritis. For more information, visit Natural Medicine and Rehabilitation's website at nmrnj.com. And remember to register by emailing Lisa at nmrnj.com.
Do you want tickets to the biggest and best basketball games in town? Well, of course you do. We are talking about Rutgers men and Rutgers women's basketball. Go to the contest page on FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com to enter to win.
We are Fox Sports! Babe! Babe!
I'm right here.
Oh, hey. Could you tie my shoes? Because, you know, I can't with...
Your lobster claw hands. You know, I don't think this is working out.
I hope this isn't because of my... Because if it is, I think that's pretty superficial of you.
What? Yes, no. You're a karmic nightmare. I mean, why do you think you suddenly grew lobster claws for hands?
It's just a bug or something.
You have bad karma. What were you doing right before the claws?
Nothing. Shooting bottle rockets at paddle boats.
Right. So maybe some good karma, like helping out in the community, working at a soup kitchen, something.
Or maybe there's a lotion or something, a cream.
Lobster boy cream?
Yeah, something like that. Okay, fine. Hug?
No.
Stay on the universe's good side. Volunteer, vote, get involved, and get yourself to getgoodkarma.org. Getgoodkarma.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester-Howells on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Join the conversation live. Our phone lines are open, 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-WCTC.
Welcome back to The Garden Show. I'm Peggy Ballester-Howells, and I'm here with...
You're here with Jared.
And who have we got?
We've got Danny from Atuchin.
Danny, girl, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm jealous that you're all done wrapping your gifts.
Yes, I am all done, but don't be jealous. You can't even walk in my house. There's just piles of presents everywhere. Piles. Big piles. So, but it looks very festive. You know, that's like part of the Christmas decorating is all the piles of wrapped presents with gigantic bows on them. So it looks pretty cool, actually. But I'm glad to be done. I have something scheduled for every day this week to get ready for Christmas. So there's no flexibility there. Had to be done.
Yes, I understand.
Yes. So what's up with you?
I'm good. I did half of the presents yesterday. I will have to continue to do that today. And then this week, I made most of my cookie dough, so I just have to maybe, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday start baking my cookies. And that will be that.
Let's see. Yeah. That's Tuesday, I'm going grocery shopping. And that's day I generally spend a fair amount of time in the greenhouse just doing weekly chores and watering and all that. But I'll do my shopping, and then Wednesday I'm making cookies. So we'll be pretty much on the same page.
Right. So I did send you a picture of one of my plants that you had gave me. The plant was so much bigger, but they have these brown spots, and they're getting more and more.
You know, Danny, I'm not sure what that is, because it's on my parent plant, too. And I'm very careful when I propagate it to make sure that I take cuttings from it and divisions from it that don't have that on it. But it must be in the plant. There isn't. There must be. I hate
systemic. Systemic.
Yeah, it must be systemic. And I hate to throw the whole plant out because it's the only one I've ever seen. You know,
right. I couldn't even look out for what's the name of that plant.
Right. So that's why I'm hesitant to get rid of it because of the black spots. So you got me. I don't know. It's a conundrum. I don't know what to do. Mm. I could throw it away and get rid of the thing and then not have the problem anymore. But like I said, I've never seen this plant other than the one that I have. So
where did you get them? Get it.
Danny, I've had this plant for probably close to 30 years, so I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know where I got it. It survived the fire, and worse than surviving the fire, it survived Tommy taking care of all the plants at the farm while we rebuilt the farm because I had no place to bring them.
Right.
Until we built the greenhouse, I couldn't bring the plants to the Ocean Grove house because the Ocean Grove house is dark. You know, the front of the house faces south with a big porch, wraparound porch. And the houses are so close together, the light doesn't really come in. anywhere else. There was no room for all those plants. So they stayed at the farm, and Tommy would go every couple of days to work with the contractors. And that was when we bought Tiny Farm. And I was working at Tiny Farm, and eventually we brought the plants there. But he was taking care of them for probably close to a year and a half. And they didn't all make it during that time. but this one did. This one did. And so, yeah, it's been around forever. I don't even know what it is. So, sorry. I wish I could be more helpful. I would just prune back all the parts that I didn't like and keep it going. Or the other thing is prune back all the parts you don't like and propagate it with a couple of the shoots that don't have anything, and it'll stay good for a while.
Yeah, I did. I did cut one out. I have to go look at that little one, see if that has any brown spots on it or not yet.
I don't know. It looks like some sort of disease, but
I know.
But it does not respond to any kind of treatment that I've used, and I hate to use any kind of systemic chemical. I suppose that would be the next thing to do. But the thing is so slow growing, too, relatively speaking, that it would,
right.
I don't know. But,
right.
Yeah, it's not, sorry, I don't have a better answer for you. If you come up with anything, let me know. But
okay, I would think, see what I could do and just mainly, you know, like you said, prune it back and so make it look more attractive in the meantime.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for, I don't remember it always having it. So I don't know if it came in on potting soil or something that it picked up. I don't know.
Right, because when you first gave it to me, it didn't have it. And then I think it actually been a while, I started noticing, and now it just quite a few
of the leaves. Yeah, from the picture. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. It's all right. You know, just another, it's a challenge that we will have to face every so often. Not plants are not always happy.
No, they're
actually,
not.
Actually, yeah, because actually I moved my my A-frame for my plants this summer into a different location. I think it cooked most of my Christmas cactus. The little one, the not well established one, they all look very sad. It just, I think it was way too much sun and then I guess the heat on top of it.
Well,
so I had to come up with a better.
It was
location.
Hot. There's no doubt about it. It was hot this summer.
Yeah, but it was used to be against the house, so it doesn't get so much direct sun. And now the location I moved, it was south facing, so just I guess double the
right.
Amount. Well, really fried it.
Yeah, Christmas cactuses don't need that much sun.
They're
botanically considered true cactuses, but they're native to the mountain forest floors of Brazil. So they're, you know, they get a lot of indirect light, moderate temperatures, you know, not super tropical. So yeah, I could see why that would make them unhappy. My best Christmas cactus, the one that looks the best all the time, is a one that somebody left for me at the first plant exchange, and it was 85% dead, maybe 90% dead. There wasn't much to it that was alive, and so I was very careful, and I cut it way back, and I repotted it, and I put it back with all of the in the plant hospital kind of place, you know, in the back. So, and it's thrived. It looks like a perfect Christmas cactus. It has that perfect full shape where the branches just kind of arch over slightly. And
right.
So that you can see all the flowers when it makes the flowers. They don't hang down too far. It's perfect. And I've never moved it. So it's in one of the darkest places in the greenhouse and it looks the best.
Right. So I definitely need to do something about, you know, position, because Dave took about that spot for his new hobby painting. So I need to come up with a better way.
Wait, excuse me. You left that out. You kind of just slipped that in very, you know, new hobby. He's becoming an artist.
Well, he used to paint. His mom's house has quite a few painting that he did when he was, you know, in high schools and And then we did a little painting after we got married, and then he got busy. Now he's considered retiring, so, you know, he's just started to pick it up. And
that's very exciting.
Yes, the subjects are my flowers. I will plant flowers, I take pictures, and he, you know, start painting, you know, little ones, little canvases.
I love it. I think that's great. That's fantastic. Yep. Well, and please give him my encouragement. I think it's a wonderful thing for him to be doing, and I can't wait. You have to send me, that's what you have to do. You have to send me a picture of his picture. Send me a picture of something he's done. That'll be
fun. So far there's one. It's actually hanging out in my dining room.
All right, I want to see this. I want to see this.
Yeah. Yes, I would definitely take a picture of the picture that he painted. Okay. You know, that's what, you know, like I say, I always have pictures of my flowers. I go around every day, go out and take pictures of my flowers. And he goes, oh, maybe I can paint your pictures and make a collage of the things.
Well, so, I want to see this. It's very exciting. I love it. I love it.
But so now I need new places for my plants. Okay. Better places for my plants.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out for sure. Okay, so everything else is good?
Yes.
Okay,
so excellent. We'll be in touch.
All right,
take good care.
If I don't talk to you before, have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
All right, thanks for calling, Danny. Bye-bye. All right, well, I should give the phone number. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. We do have 4 open lines, so I would love to hear from you. So I want to wait until 9 o'clock to call Arlene, and so we'll do that in the next hour. But I did do a fair amount of work in the greenhouse, and I am happy to report that there are so many things blooming, and it really is very comforting to be out there as the weather gets cold. And to be able to enjoy and appreciate all the different things that are doing so well out there. My friend Jordan really helped me quite a bit. We did a complete overhaul of the greenhouse at the end of the season. As we were moving all the winter plants in, we just cleaned up everything, wiped down all the counters, consolidated plants, divided plants, put things in bigger pots that needed bigger pots, divided things that had gotten too big and put them in smaller pots. So a lot of fun stuff, and it's really paying off now. The greenhouse looks great, and so many things are blooming. The gigantic begonias that I got from Mel to hang on the front porch at Tiny Farm. I had two gigantic, fabulous, like angel wing type begonias, and cut them way back, and because they were too big to hang in the greenhouse, and they were starting by the end of the season. They were getting leggy anyway, so cut them way back, and they are filling in nicely and are just covered in flowers. So that makes me happy, and then. I took the cuttings and I rooted them. I rooted them in one big kind of window box. And then after I was pretty sure they were rooted, we transplanted them into smaller pots. So I'm hoping I will have some of those to share at the plant exchange come next May. And so those are doing well. Those are actually making flowers in their little pots. But one of the things that is most exciting in the greenhouse is... I did something that made me mad at myself. I probably shouldn't have done it, but at the moment, it seemed like it made the most sense. And that was, I had this dappled willow, and I planted the dappled willow a while ago before the big ugly building went up. And the dappled willow is a true willow, and it does really well in wet ground, and it was the lowest spot on Tiny Farm's property. It was the lowest spot near the fence, and it was there to camouflage the fence, but that was before we needed to camouflage the building that towers up over the fence. So it was taking up a spot where I could put something tall. Now, it had gotten really full and lush and was very attractive. But it also was not the dappled willow that I really wanted. I purchased it before I realized that the pink ones, they're not, The one I bought didn't have a lot of pink in it. And when they first open up, the pink ones, the tricolor ones, are pink and white and green. And that's what I really wanted. And this one just didn't have any pink. So I was very disappointed. And it was big and lush and beautiful, but there was no pink. And it was, I wanted something else in that spot. So we started to try to dig it out, and it was a bit of a nightmare. And so I just said, you know, we'll just dig it out and get rid of it and just chop it all up and get rid of it. And I put it on the compost pile, and I put something else in that spot, something that's going to get taller. And then I felt, Jared, I felt so guilty.
Oh, no.
I felt terrible that I dug out this plant, and it had done nothing but look, do its very best for me. And I decided it wasn't good in that spot, and I really don't have another spot for it. So I was just going to get rid of it. Which is so not like me, but I only have limited options. I don't have that much room, and it needs sun, and I don't have a lot of places to put it. So the next day, after we had completely chopped it up and gotten rid of it and replanted in the spot, I went out to the compost pile, and I gathered a whole bunch of branches. I don't know, probably 30 branches, and I took cuttings and stripped off the bottom leaves and put them all in water. Now, anybody that's ever attempted to root like a pussy willow or a corkscrew willow knows that they root really easily. So I took all these cuttings and put them in water, and they had been out of water and cut for, I don't know, somewhere between 24 and 48 hours already. So they were already a little wilted, and I wasn't very optimistic. So I put them in a vase, and I put them on the shelf in the way in the back of the greenhouse area where there's no sun, in like the work area. I put them up high on a shelf again, further than away from the light. And all the leaves dried up, and it looked terrible. They looked completely 100% dead. And then I was going to throw them out, and I pulled them out of the vase that they were in, and they all had roots, Jared. Even though they had no leaves,
oh, wow.
They had roots. So I potted them up. So I put either three or four in a pot and moved them to a better place in the greenhouse. Not the sunniest spot, but a pretty good spot in the greenhouse. And every single one of them is sending out a new shoot. Now, isn't that exciting?
It is, yeah. It's
very exciting. So I'm going to have to plant one. I don't know where, but I need to. I need to do penance for having killed that bush. And so I need to find a spot where I can put it, where it can grow and be happy and do its own thing. And I will have extras, definitely will have extras to give away at the plant exchange. But it made it. I can't believe how resilient they were, and how even though they looked completely shriveled up, that the stems were still alive and they were making roots, and now they're all growing. Every single one has a new shoot or two or four. They're doing really well. So that's kind of exciting, right? Okay. So I'm going to give the phone number again. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. And I want to remind everybody that Bardi Farms still offers your family the best of everything. Farm fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh baked pies and breads, international cheeses, gourmet and organic food items, and Jersey dairy milk. Bardi Farms, 118 years old and still growing. And we're going to go to East Brunswick and say good morning to Ira. Hey, Ira, how you doing today?
Good. Have you heard about a snowstorm that's supposed to be coming by the end of the week and even on Christmas?
No. Is we going to have snow this week? I didn't
possibly
see that. Really? So does that make you happy?
It will if we get a big snowstorm.
I don't know. I'm looking at the forecast here, Ira, and I don't see any snow. I see no snow.
Well, that's terrible then.
Oh, no.
Do you see any snow, Jared? Do you see any snow in the prediction?
I heard something big is brewing in the Midwest right now, working its way east.
Well, I saw a possible snowflake on like Thursday or Friday, because we're supposed to have rain on Thursday and Friday. but the snowflakes are gone now. There's no snowflakes on my on my phone that I'm looking at the weather for the next 10 days. So,
okay.
I'm sorry, Ira. But it can change. You know, the weather can change. You may get a little bit of a little frosty weather for Christmas. It's definitely supposed to be on the colder side. Christmas morning, it's supposed to be 16 degrees. So if it snows, it'll hang around. It's not going to melt at 16 degrees. So we'll see. I hope for your sake we get a little snow, Ira, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I will not talk to you again before Christmas. So you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye now. Okay. So Christmas gifts for gardeners. All right. So Jordan, she's not listening at the moment, I don't think. We went over to Tractor Supply. I love Tractor Supply. That's where I get all my chicken food and that sort of stuff. And I got her to try on the gardening gloves that I love from there. Now, I really love Women's Work gardening gloves. They're great. But Tractor Supply has these leather, very thin leather work gloves designed for women that I really like to wear. I prefer the Women's Work gloves for digging heavier work where I'm using a lot more tools because they're thicker and heavier when I'm doing any kind of serious digging. But for the everyday stuff, the greenhouse and dealing with the chickens and the eggs and the straw, I prefer a kind of glove that gives me a little more control, not so heavy. You know what I'm talking about, Jared? Something a little thinner, a little more flexible that I can feel what I'm doing a little better. And those are, I get them at Tractor Supply. And I got Jordan to come with me, and she has a little tiny hand. So I got her to try some on so that I could get her a pair too. Because really, I go through a pair of gardening gloves once a month, maybe every 6 weeks. Once you get a little tiny hole in them, you wear one little hole in them, they're kind of worthless. Now, I have learned that if I save them, number one, you can wash them, which, you don't realize. And I do that especially when I'm at risk for poison ivy. I wash the gloves while I'm still wearing them before I take them off, even the leather ones. And if you get them really clean, pretty clean, you can turn them inside out so that I can convert a left-handed glove into a right-handed glove, because it's the right-handed gloves that I wear out much more quickly since I'm right-handed. So that works out. That works out. That helps extend the life of them, by being able to reuse the left-handed glove. But I do go through a lot of gloves. So anybody who might need a last-minute gift can try Tractor Supply for these outstanding gardening gloves. I really love them. They don't have a lot of gardening tools out at this time of year, which kind of surprised me because, I would think that they would have them. But they do have the work gloves out. And they also have some pretty amazing socks, really warm, heavy-duty socks for working outside in the winter. So those are good last-minute presents if you need something for the gardener. And I'm kind of amazed, but all the seed catalogs are coming out already. I'm really almost shocked that they're coming out. Usually they come out right after Christmas, but they're already coming out. So, I suppose last minute you could come up with some sort of gift card, or you could contact them. I'm sure they'd be able to print something out if you wanted to give somebody a gift certificate to one of the seed companies. That would work. That would be a good thing. And of course, you can always go to any of the local garden centers and pots. You can't go wrong giving a gardener nice pots, especially if you get, real pretty, color coordinated with their house, with a saucer that matches. Make sure that the saucer that matches is glazed so that it doesn't go through. Those are always great last minute presents for gardeners. So, all right, let me give the phone number again, and then we're going to take a break. We need to take a break. Okay, the number here, 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. 9282. And we'll be back after this.
Updated by the forecast for the overnight hours, our skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, or nighttime low temperatures down to about the mid-20s towards daybreak. Then partly sunny daylight hours on your Sunday, or high temperatures for the day will range to about the upper 30s to near 40. It'll be west winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 20. Clear at night, mid-20s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunshine, low 40s each day. Looks like some rainy weather moving in on Thursday, and some colder weather next weekend. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for Fox Sports, New Jersey.
31 degrees in central Jersey.
Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri of Ion Weather Research. We've been researching weather conditions in the Northeast for over 45 years. I'm a board-certified and consulting meteorologist and president of Ion Weather Research. You hear our reports daily, and I want you to know that Ion Weather is here for you. We're experts in site-specific weather research reports for law firms and insurance companies and anybody who needs to know what the weather was. We've provided thousands of reports and testified in court hundreds of times since we began operations in 1975. If you need our service to detail past weather information anywhere on the globe or snowstorm totals for current or past winter seasons, email us at research@ionweather.com. That's research@ionweather.com. Or call us at 973-983-8222. That's Ion Weather, 973-983-8222. Ion Weather Research. We make the weather work for you. Legal and insurance weather reports. 973-983-8222.
Listen to Fox Sports New Jersey everywhere.
Everywhere.
Online at foxsportsradionewjersey.com. On the Fox Sports New Jersey app. And now on Odyssey.
I'm working two jobs and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. The Garden Show with Peggy Ballester Howells.
Welcome back to The Garden Show. I'm Peggy Ballester Howells. I'm here with...
You're here with Jared.
Hey, Jared.
Hello.
So I've been trying to give extra special attention to my chickens. The days are so short now. And
only for three more days, then they start to get longer.
I know. And they respond to that changing day length as it starts to get longer very quickly. But ordinarily, I would go out. For most of the year, I go out and I tend the chickens a little bit later in the day because of the rooster. The rooster, Ben, he's very mean. He's very aggressive. Now, the other rooster, because I have two coops, and I have to keep the roosters separate because they fight. So Ben used to be part of Ben and Jerry, and they were brothers, and they got along for a long time until they didn't. And then they started fighting. So I had to separate them. So Jerry went into his own little coop, and unfortunately the fox got him. I don't think the fox is out there anymore. I haven't had any losses to foxes in quite some time, so I think the fox might be gone. But even before that, when Tiny Tim started to get his cock-doodle-doo, I knew that Ben and Jerry were going to go after him. So he got his own coop. So... So I keep them separate, and I can hang out in the yard and do whatever I want when I let Tiny Tim out and his three girlfriends. But when I need to let Ben out, and he has most of the hens, he's in the bigger coop, I can't do any work in the yard. So I tend to try to get all my work done and then let them out in the afternoon, early mid-afternoon, and then they get to run around until dark. But it doesn't get dark until later then. So now if I go out in the afternoon and let them out at, say, 3 o'clock, they don't have enough time to be outside. So I've been trying to let them go earlier in the day because I'm not doing a lot of work outside. And it seems to be working out. I had observed that some of the hens were getting their feathers plucked because they didn't have enough outside time. So now I've been going over, and I really get a kick out of hanging out with the chickens. They're so much fun. And when I redid the inside of the coop, they have more room inside the coop because I took their playhouse out, and they seem to be doing really well. But Jared, my husband actually threatened to buy eggs.
Uh-oh.
They're not laying any eggs at all. In the summertime, I get like a dozen a day. And now I've been getting like one egg every other day. And I have cookie baking to do. I forbid him from eating eggs. He can't eat any eggs. He said he might go to the store and buy eggs so he could eat eggs. I don't know. But I'm hoping that that's going to turn around. I have, I think, enough eggs to do all my Christmas baking, I hope. And then maybe the days will start getting longer and egg production will go up. We're going to go over and say good morning to my good buddy, Jack Otterbein. Hey, Jack.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everything's good. Everybody's good. How are you?
Very busy.
Very busy. I bet you're busy. Do you have any trees left?
Oh, we have a few. You know, we still have a fair selection of trees. But I got to tell you, yesterday there were three families that came out and said that they hear me on your radio show, which they never missed in the last 40 years.
Well, not quite 40. 34.
Okay. But it's amazing. It just said, oh, I listen to you on Peggy's show every Sunday. We never miss her show, which is great to hear.
Well, that makes me very happy. And I know I do have some loyal listeners. So to all my loyal listeners, thank you for being loyal. And I hope that you all had fun visiting Jack's farm, which is like one of the prettiest places I've ever been. So how's it going? Have you been busy? You've been selling a lot of trees?
We've been selling a lot of trees. We're almost out of wreaths. We have a couple left, a couple gray blankets. A lot of gray blankets went out this year. That was a popular item.
Okay.
But we still have growing. Next year, we're going to have a super season because the trees that are growing now we're going to be more loyal about watering them and try to figure out some system for watering them better than we did this year. And we should have a great crop next year. Our 6 to 7 foot trees will be a definitely 7 to 8 foot next year.
Okay.
Which is very fun.
So I'm coming to see you today to get my tree.
Today?
Yes.
Did you bring Tom with you?
No.
Is there a truck outside?
No, we just have my truck, just my little truck. So he wanted to make sure that he asked me if there'd be somebody there that would tie it down, and I said, yes, absolutely. Someone will help me with the tree and the truck. So,
absolutely.
But he... We got really behind on everything. We had a really rough night last night, Jack. Poor Becky.
Oh.
Poor Becky. She had a really rough night, and she had an accident all through the house. We were up with the rug cleaner at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So, And she's, you know, she's such a good girl, and she was really upset, and she was trying to get to the door. But it didn't work out too well. So I'm going to go home after we put the tree up. I'm going to sleep for a couple hours because I only got like 3 hours sleep last night. So he's definitely home taking it easy this morning. So he definitely did not want to head out. I do think he's going to run on the boardwalk, but not yet. A little later, maybe he'll do that. So
I was looking forward to you and Tommy coming out, but you had said maybe during the week if you had time. Because I really enjoyed you guys walking around picking up pine cones. What a great picture Christmas card that would have been.
Well, I'm sorry that we can't do that, but you're just going to have to be stuck with me, just me. But I'm looking forward to coming and hanging out and getting my tree. And then after I visit with you for a bit, then I'm going to go down and see Mel. So, and your helper, what's his name?
Bernie,
he's there, right?
Oh, he's there. Yeah, we're all set for you. Get it all tied up for you, net it, fresh cut on it, and all good.
Well, we have the Christmas tree stand already ready to receive it, so we'll go home and it'll go right in. So that'll be good. That'll be good.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you a little later.
Yeah, right after the show, be my first stop. So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, bye. Jack. Bye. Well, isn't that nice, Jared, that people go and tell Jack that they hear him on the show? That's fun.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Andy had a similar experience.
Years ago, yeah. You remember Marty from Metuchen, who's now Marty yes. from Metuchen from Monroe.
Yep.
We don't hear from him as much as we used to because he retired and he spends half the year in Florida. But we went to the New Jersey Flower Show, which is up in Edison, and Marty from Metuchen was there. And so we were talking. We ran into him and we were talking. And somebody came up and said, "Are you Marty from Metuchen?" and wanted to take a picture of us together. Marty was as famous as I was. Not that I'm all that famous, but was as famous as I was for being on the radio. So you never know what's going to happen under those circumstances when you call on the radio all the time. So it's good that people have gone to visit Jack because of hearing him on the radio. That's all good. So he's a great guy. And really, going to his place to pick out a tree is just a lovely experience. It's like picture perfect. It really is picture perfect. So, all right. So let me give the phone number again. It's 545-9282. Outside the 732 area code is 1-888-545-9282. So I did... find another Christmas present. I found this online, and I was really very excited about it. It's a... now, there might be a person or two listening that's going to get this present, so I don't know. Should I go for it, Jared? Okay. So I found a really nice, sturdy, small pair of pruners that... folds up so that you can put it in your pocket with the blades on the inside. But it also has several other tools in it. So it has a knife blade. It has a little weeding tool. A very handy thing. And it comes in a little nylon pocket kind of thing that you can hang on your belt. And I had one that I didn't really like very much. It wasn't very sturdy, and it didn't open up well enough so that I would be able to really use the blade as efficiently or comfortably as I would like. But this new one that I found, I got one for me, and I just loved it. So I bought a whole bunch of them, and they're going to make really good presents for some of the gardeners that I know. But small, compact, sharp, sturdy, really gives you some... strength? No, that's not a good word. They're not ratcheting. They're just handy, small. They're the kind of thing that I could throw it in my purse if I wanted to, or carry it on my belt, or put it in my back pocket. But I asked for, I don't know if I'm going to get this, one of the things I asked for was a tool belt that I would be able to attach. There are several tools that I would like to be able to have on my person when I'm working in the yard. And I don't wear a belt, so I don't have a belt that I can attach them to. But to have a tool belt that I could use that's designed for gardening tools would be great. But this small pruner slash knife slash, I think it has a total of five tools in it, is great that I could just put it in my back pocket. So that's... I found them, and they were ridiculously inexpensive. I could not believe they were on sale, and I guess no one else appreciated them. But go online, see if you can find them, and they make a great tool. And they were delivered to my door from one of the big box stores like the next day or 2 days later. So you still got a shot at getting them for Christmas. All right, so let me give the phone number, 545 9282. Outside the 732 area code, it's 1-888-545-9282. And we'll be back after this.
Broadcasting from the Davis Insurance Agency studios.
Wind down your day with the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Weekdays from 3 to 6
on Fox Sports New Jersey.
A Beasley Media Group station.
93.5 FM, W228D.